Hello and welcome to episode 0 of the Life Well Lived podcast with me, Shane Breslin. This is a very short introductory episode to let you know what this is all going to be about each week. I don't plan for this podcast to be all about my own story, but I think it makes some sense for you to know some of that right here in episode 0 before we really start. I've dealt with regular bouts of pretty deep depression for most of my life, all the way from my early teens to my late 30s. About 2 years ago, I hit what felt like a rock bottom when I walked out of my job, unable really to face one more day doing something that I really disliked, and worse, which made me really dislike myself. I felt like there must be something more to life, something better, something with a bit of purpose. As I speak now in November 2018, it's 2 years on from that rock bottom in the early winter of 2016 when I was broke, with no idea where my next income would come from, and with two children then aged 7 and 5 at home and looking forward to Christmas. In that time, I've found a niche freelancing and consulting for businesses and nonprofits, which has kept the wolf from the door day by day and week by week. What I've also found, though, and something that I definitely didn't expect, is that when I decided to go public and speak out about the challenges that I was facing, I found conversations with people who found themselves in a similar position started happening everywhere I turned, both in real life and on the internet. And as I said in my first TEDx talk in Dublin in late 2017, those deep and honest conversations with real people about real things became the most powerful drug I had ever known. Over the past 2 years, I've found a number of other things. I found a deeper understanding of and a gratitude for the depth of love that had made my wife, Lorraine, stick with me through all the years when I must have been really terrible to be around. I found strength and support from others who have also spoken about their journeys through life, and from people in all walks of life who offered their time and expertise so generously to help me when I was struggling to find a way to help myself. In all of this, I found a new mindset that I didn't recognize. That mindset inspired me to look within myself to find the real me. And I discovered a new perspective on life, not as something that was always bleak and painful and ultimately hopeless, which was the way I looked on life day after day for so many years, but as something that can also be wondrous and joyful and magical when we pay attention to the small things. I know this too. I know I am one of the lucky ones. I know that there are so many people who found themselves in situations maybe similar to the one I found myself in and who were unable to find a way out. I know that there are so many people out there right now who are suffering a pain so deep and penetrating and isolating and solitary that they feel taking their own life might be the only relief. I know that what gave me strength was hearing from others. So that inspired me to talk and to keep talking. That talking has come in lots of different formats, including speaking on stages, writing on my website and in my regular emails and on Facebook page. And this podcast is the latest format that I'm trying. Podcasts have really blown up over the last couple of years. I know it seems that everywhere you turn, we hear about a new podcast. The last thing I want to do is add to the noise, but hopefully my story and the stories of the people I am fortunate enough to speak to on this podcast every week will carry a message of hope and inspiration to anyone who listens. So this podcast is the next step in my journey of sharing my message with the world, a message that says that pain and suffering is okay and normal because all human lives contain it, but also that joy and wonder are also possible because that is the miracle of life. Each week on the Life Well Lived podcast, I will interview people from all walks of life, people with their own inspiring personal stories to share, people whose work is making an inspiring contribution to their own little corner of humanity, and people who have lived through life and might have some wisdom to share about navigating life's challenges, achieving fulfillment and happiness, and ultimately living a life well lived. So my first interview, episode 1, is coming very soon. I'm excited for where this might go. Already I've recorded interviews with a prominent sportsman who has spoken publicly about his own struggles with depression. I've spoken with a young woman who, prompted by her own struggles, established a running group to help people interested in or affected by mental health. I've spoken with a university lecturer with really interesting things to say about the role of education in preparing us for life. And I've spoken with a 78-year-old Irish nun who has become a beacon of hope and light and generosity and faith in her adopted city in the UK 60 years after she left the west of Ireland. So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure to search for the Life Well Lived podcast and hit subscribe so it automatically pops into your podcast player every week. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you again very soon, hopefully with episode 1. Thank you.